Welcome back to the pod. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge and apologize for this being late. I've been extremely sick, under the weather, as they say, but I'm back in action. But yeah, my fault. I couldn't get out of bed. It was one of those like flu-like symptoms. I'm not sure what happened, but could not function or get out of bed, and that's why this is late. Want to thank you guys for your friendly messages requesting, like, where's the podcast? You guys were nice about it, and we appreciate it. Brandon saw it, I saw it. So here we are, a little bit late for the pod. Excuse me. I want to let you guys know that I got some stand-up dates coming up. Pasadena this Friday, 420, man, at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena with Brian Redband. Then in LA, I'm on a storytelling show called Storyworthy, that's Saturday, April 28th at the Improv Comedy Club. LA, May 2nd, I have a show with Elton Castay and Jay Walker. That's the show that I run. That's at the Improv as well. That's May 2nd on a Wednesday, 10 p.m. That's the most important to me because I run the whole thing, so fucking come to it. All right, thanks. Then I am doing a comedy festival in the Mojave Desert. I think it's the Mojave Desert. Going by memory. But the festival is called Big Fire Fest. May 4th to the 6th. I will be in the desert camping out with my comedian friends. Warning. It's a drug fest. I mean, I don't do drugs, but it's a drug fest. So if you're into festivals and you know what that means, check out Big Fire Fest. And you can get all this info from me on my Twitter or Instagram. My DMs are open. One more thing, San Diego, May 29th, I'm at the Madhouse Comedy Club. So, San Diego, Whale's Vagina, I'm coming to your town, May 29th at the Madhouse Comedy Club. I know this is very self-promotional, but now let me promote my friends. Brandon is always uploading great short films to his YouTube channel. I'm in one of his recent ones. I'm not sure if he's done editing it yet, but it stars me, Jason Nash, Marlon Webb, and Brandon. So check it out. Check out all his stuff. youtube.com/Brandon Calvillo. And our guest, Chris Melberger, our guest today is an old friend of ours who we never really got a chance to sit down and talk to him for more than like a few minutes at a time because we always saw him at parties and stuff. So it was great to talk to Chris Melberger. He is a former Viner. He's great on Twitter as well. He's just a funny dude, a good dude, and now he's killing it in the world of Twitch gaming. So follow Chris everywhere at Chris Melberger. And on Twitch, check him out. Twitch.tv/Chris Melberger. And today we talk about Chris's upbringing, his life, his girlfriend, Shandude, his controversial relationship with Vine. And we talk about some like really inside baseball stuff with Vine that you might find interesting. So it's a great episode. This episode has it all. Except for Brandon crying. How great was that? Brandon cried on the pod. Jealous. He got a lot of attention from that. All right, guys. Enjoy this episode of I'm Sorry Dad podcast, and I will see you at a stand-up show. All right. I love you. Bye. Oh, my God. We're recording.
Are we really?
Yeah.
We started already?
Yeah. Well, why is that a surprise to you?
I don't know. We've been doing this for like 70 times?
Yeah, about to say, you know we have a podcast, right? And we record it.
Is that what we're doing right now? Is that why we have mics in our hands?
Yes.
Fuck.
Granted, I know the mic is phallic and you like a big, fat, sloppy cock in your mouth, daddy. Sorry. Should we start over?
No. How about this? How about I figure out, whoa, what the fuck?
Whoa, hey, what's up?
Whoa.
Hey.
That's why Chris is here.
Yeah, because we're
Chris Melberger.
We're talking about big things and mouths and stuff.
Yeah, man. And Chris, you're here.
I'm here.
So we are doing a podcast.
We are doing a podcast. And speaking of big things, rumor on the street is that Chris has a big old hog. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah. So a few years ago.
Where was that going to go?
Something happened. Yeah.
Radioactivity?
Maybe. I fell into like this radioactive waste.
And just your cock.
Fucking
just your cock fell in the radioactive.
Yeah, and I picked it up and I put it back on and we fixed it. So
wow.
Nice. Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Torqued always.
Your hair is blue.
Yes, so, my hair is blue.
So last night you fell just like the top of your head into a radioactive vat. And
So the first, we got to LA I think 2 or 3 days ago. And the first thing we did was I bleached my hair. And then we chose a color and we chose blue. It's going to fade to teal. Uh-huh. And I always wanted to do teal because I'm not trying to get like super serious all of a sudden, but like my mom had ovarian cancer and so she passed away and I wanted to like ovarian, like Teal's like the ribbon for that specific cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted, I wanted to do something cool like that, but I also wanted to like dye my hair cause I'm able to with what I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like not behind a desk 9 to 5. So if I like, I can't just like fucking have like Smurf hair.
Yeah. Right?
Like in an office.
Yeah.
And everyone else was doing it. And I was like, what the fuck? Why not? Like,
yeah.
Give it a shot. So I did it. And I probably won't ever do it again. But
yeah.
A lot of people are like, it works for you. And then a lot of other people are like, your thinning receding hairline hates it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
That's funny.
When does it turn back to brown?
It'll turn back to brown probably when I shave it.
Oh, you have to shave it off in order for it to...
Well, it'll grow and it'll just be like shitty, weird teal, like bleach on top, and like my roots will be brown.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, if I'll just get, it'll probably take a few months, but I wear hats all the time anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Mm. But I feel you with the whole rebellious thing. Like I can dye my hair blue, so I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really do that with like my physical attributes, but sometimes I'll be like checking into a hotel, and in my own head, I have this battle with everybody there. Uh-huh. I'm like, fuck you! I can afford this, and I don't have a real job, but you do. Fuck you.
Yeah, like I make money doing stuff on the internet and I can buy a room here.
Yeah, but that's no one else is looking at me thinking, what is he doing here? But in my head, I'm like, I'm out of place.
I'm allowed to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I dyed my hair blonde in seventh grade once, and my grandmother, you're not supposed to say this word, but I'm quoting a story. My grandmother called me a fag.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
She's,
was she like senile, or was she like fully cognizant and she's called you a fag? You know what I mean? Like at a certain point they get to be a certain kind of way. Maybe she wasn't even calling you a fag. Maybe she was calling a cat across the street that she saw a fag, so, and you're just in the way.
Right. No, she was fully there, just old. Mm. Old and from Boston. Mm. So it was normal for her.
Was this in the 90s?
That's like everyday vocabulary, I guess, there.
Or at least it used to be.
Isn't it still pretty like like bare bones? You know what I mean?
Bare bones.
Well, bare bones. I mean, like now everything's like refined and you can't say this, that, and the other, but like there, it's like bare bones, whatever you want to say.
No, but Boston is kind of a homophobic city. Mm-hmm. If I was to generalize. Mm-hmm. And it's a result of being Irish Catholic and never showing emotions. And like, you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's similar.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Jersey, that was like a very popular word,
yeah.
You know, with the bullies and everyone. But even like your friends group, everyone would, that was like the thing you would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was just how it was.
I know.
And now it's like, it was so weird. It's like, it never meant to us. It never meant what everyone thinks it means.
Right.
Yeah.
It was something completely different. But now it's just so like, you say that, you're like,
yeah.
You're bad.
Right.
But kids, see, this is the thing though, is that kids still like from Orange County, kids still say that like people, I mean, Orange, this is Southern California. You're talking about like that place, Boston, just being like super like, I don't know, homophobic, whatever. But as you just said, it's not, no one ever means it like that. But when you're a kid, it's just, you just say that because it's, especially for boys.
Well, like
it's mainly just boys.
Louis C.K., when he said like his whole bit about it, it's exactly how I, like all of us felt.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
It does mean something bad. So it's like,
yeah. I mean, the origins of it is a terrible, you know, name. So it's just, that's why I feel like a lot of people don't say it anymore. Try not to.
Right.
It's just like, you don't want to.
Well, once you get past like the age of 18, I feel like if you're like 18 and below, if you're like a group of boys and like, I'm not saying that you should say it. I'm just saying that like, if one of your friends says it to you, you shouldn't be like, hey man, that's not, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's like super, I don't fucking
know. Well, if you're playing Xbox,
I mean, it's all subjective,
happen.
But still.
Yeah.
If you're playing Xbox.
If you're playing Xbox.
But yeah, if you're over like 25 and like, that's like your insult to people, like, you should like learn more like, stuff.
Just grow up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an adolescent thing to say, more or less.
And,
it's just something you say when you're a kid.
Chris, you said like it was a popular bully thing to say. I always ask our guests what they were like in high school, because a lot of our listeners are in high school and college. So,
oh, cool. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Do your homework.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm just kidding.
Wear condoms. So what were you like in high school? If you were to generalize yourself, were you cool? Were you an athlete? Were you a nerd?
I was like the, I feel like, I mean, I don't want to like speculate, but I feel like Brandon and I were probably the same.
Fat and angry?
No. Well, no, I was definitely a little chubby, but I was just like the friend.
Mm.
To like every hot girl, I was just like the friend.
Same. Mm.
Yeah. Like every girl who like I had a crush on, which was like a few, it was always just like, you're like my brother. And like, that's like the classic joke, like for like people's like comedy and stuff. But like, it was like so true for me.
Yeah.
And
were you friends with most people? Were you like acquaintances with most people at school? And everyone was like, oh, hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Like, even jocks were like, oh, what's up, Chris?
I was like the acquaintance. Like, yeah. I was never really invited to parties, but when I showed up, people were like, what the fuck? You're here, dude?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm trying, dude.
Yeah.
So, like, I wasn't like necessarily cool. Like, I think my, like, I peaked in college. Like, I was like doing some cool shit in college. Like, college was sick. But high school was definitely like, oh, that kid. I had like a chin strap or like a goatee. Like, I just looked like shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wear graphic tees every day.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What kind of music were you in back then? Same?
Linkin Park.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. But Linkin Park's good.
Yeah.
They are good.
Even still, like, their old albums, like, this is good.
Right. Yeah. Rest in peace, Chester.
Mm. And then I tried rap. I was like, yeah, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. But like, I'd only listen to it because everyone did.
Yeah. What about now?
Oh. Now I'll listen to it more, but I'm not like, I'm still in my pop punk phase. I just like the Wonder Years and, you know, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I'll listen to rap, you know, here and there. Like, it's good. It like, hypes me up. I'm playing like games or from like, just chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Working out or whatever.
For some reason, when I was in high school, the Dave Matthews Band was extremely...
Yep.
It was extremely cool to like...
OAR, Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, wait. Fucking hate OAR.
Oh, who's
cultural
OAR?
Cultural appropriation. Jack Johnson.
OAR is some shitty reggae band full of white dudes, and I hate them. The bad singer.
Dispatch.
Jack Dispatch. Johnson. Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to talk too much about myself, but I love Dave Matthews Band since fourth grade because I have a sax player, and I played the saxophone, so it's like, someone to look up to. And then it became really pop. It became really cool in quotes to like DMB. And then I was like, fuck you guys.
The DMB stickers on the cars and stuff.
Yeah. When did it like crash into like, to, you know, not to be ironic. It wasn't even a joke, but I just put two and two together. But what was the downfall of DMB? Like,
it seemed like,
because now it's really not cool. Not like now it's really not cool to like them.
Now it's cool to not like them.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think starting like, 2002 when all the preppy when all the preppy white dudes started showing up to
stopped,
the shows.
When everyone got fat and stopped playing frisbee.
Yeah. But yeah, now they're not cool. But they're one of the greatest bands ever, I think. Full of some of the greatest musicians in the world.
A lot of like 30-year-old people still like they're probably in their 40s now.
Yeah.
Like just get wasted and go to their concerts.
Yeah.
They all have kids. They like get babysitters for the night.
Yeah, it's funny.
My brother, Jesse, is a very we have the most different musical tastes where I just like whatever, and I'll play a song, and he has no problem. The other day, we were in the car, and I turned on a song. I forgot what it was. Oh, it was Jimi Hendrix. And he was like, this is a bad song. Turn it off. And I was, no. And I just kept listening to the song. Like, that's... Like, he says, like, turn off this. He will out loud just tell you, like, change the song. I don't like this song. Yeah. But we were listening to Grey Street by DMB. Oh, yeah. And he's huge drum guy. Like, but he loves like Metallica and like Avenged Sevenfold because they go like really hard or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were listening to Grey Street, and there's he was just talking about the drums. It's like, dude, drums in the song are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like has sax in it. Yeah. And he was like digging it. It has like everything he hates, but he was like, the drums are like incredible.
So yeah, drums. Like, yeah. DMB drums.
That's Carter Beaufort on the drums.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that DMB can even convert a nihilistic metalhead like my brother.
Nice. I got to admit, I don't enjoy Dave Matthews' singing voice, but his lyrics are
pretty good,
wonderful.
Yeah,
and he's got a really great cock.
Well,
is this confirmed?
I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, it was
Were
good.
You at a concert?
Yeah.
And he picked you out of the crowd?
Yeah. He was like, that girl's really hot. And I was like, I'm a guy. And he was like, I don't think you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure either.
let's just get out of here.
So this is
my Airbnb.
This is my coming out podcast.
Really?
I'm a woman.
Are you really?
Yeah. Gender is something you can choose at any moment. I'm a woman now. Like whenever I get pulled over by cops, I'm like, oh, I'm a woman. And then they let me go. And like if I ever want to drink at a bar and there's a long line, I'm like, hey, I'm a girl now. And then some guy buys me a drink.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lucky.
Right? Damn. Am I being sensitive about gender right now?
I don't know what you're being.
I think I am.
Yeah. I think you're being pretty sensitive.
And also, I just want to say that sexuality is a choice.
Mm, cool. all right, so everybody's turned off the podcast already.
Just kidding, everybody. But anyways, Chris.
Isn't it so funny you just walked on a tightrope?
Huh?
You just walked on a tightrope.
I knew I was.
I know. But isn't it so funny that, I don't know, it's just funny that you just did that.
What do you mean?
That you just walked on a tight, like, legit. Yeah, like, that's what you just felt.
Hey, if I ask you what something means, don't just repeat it, okay? Walking on a tightrope.
Explain it. Want me to explain it?
All right, let's
go. It felt like you're walking on a tightrope. What do you mean? Just walking on a tightrope.
Yeah. All right.
Whoops. All right.
Let's fucking, what's the word?
Continue.
Let's focus.
Let's focus. Chris.
Let's so snort some Adderall. Goddamn.
Chris, so you were not, but you were not, you were liked in high school.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like people were like, holy, but like Chris, like hitting you up every day.
Yeah,
like,
no, I was like,
out at this place.
I was known at my like lunch table as the kid who like killed jokes.
Yeah.
Like
you're good at jokes?
For some reason, like every time like we would all be joking, like I would like chime in with like a ha, like, you know, try to get something in there. And then everyone would just get silent.
Wait.
Was it intentional or were you trying to?
I was trying to be like funny. I was like giving it my all. People would be like, oh, there's another one for his graveyard. Like I had a joke graveyard where this was like, this kid sucks. He's not funny. All of his jokes just like die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's terrible.
But I think that kind of stuff, even though like you look back on it, it's like sad. It helps condition you to like understand things and like grow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when people are like bullying's bad and like everyone in high school, like, you know, they everyone's trying to stop bullying. Like, the real world is going to fucking slap you if you don't like deal with bullshit and figure out how to like learn and grow from it and change.
Right.
Chris Rock talked about it a little bit in his special on Netflix, and like a lot of people were like upset with it, but it's like just how it is. Like if you don't get bullied or if you don't like deal with like altercations ever.
Yeah.
The real world is not going to fucking wait for you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't have any fucking bullies in high school. I wish I did. My mom was a bully, which I've talked to you in the podcast.
Yeah.
Talked about on the podcast a lot. But anyways, after college, after high school, you went to college?
Yeah, I went to, so I did community college for 2 years.
And you were awesome.
Yeah, so community college was cool because that's like where I was just like saving money because everyone was like, oh, I'm going to drop $40,000 a year at this dumb school.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, I'm just going to drive to school every day and kind of hate it and not like, meet girls or do anything cool for 2 years. But like me and my buddy hung out a lot, so that was fun. And then I transferred to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, which is like, in New York. And that was, so when I transferred there, that's when like college was like awesome. But I had to like cram 4 years of like college life into two since it was only there for 2 years. And that's where Neat Dude started.
Sweet.
Which is cool. And then actually my last year at Marist, that's when I downloaded Vine. And then after that was when I just like started working and like juggling like actual jobs with like internet stuff, and then that's all that happened.
Let's talk about Neat Dude. It's considered a clothing line, or is it like a lifestyle
brand? It's like a lifestyle clothing brand, yeah.
Okay, cool. And how did you come up with the name? The name is good.
Yeah, the name was, it's actually a kind of a funny story. So like we came with the name, I don't know if I've told this or not, but like we came with the name one day when we were like in high school, me and my buddies, and we were just like
hey Brandon, you're breathing into the mic.
All right, maybe don't smack me when I'm doing something wrong.
Sorry.
You just fucking smacked me. Hey, breathing on a mic.
I didn't smack you hard. Anyways, continue. Neat Dude.
So we were like, we were all hanging out. I don't know if we were intoxicated or not, but we were like in like a really like giggly mood. And we started writing Neat Dude on like all of our friends' Facebook walls when it was called like the Facebook wall back in the day. Uh-huh. And we were like cracking up at the idea. We were just writing Neat Dude on everyone's wall. People who we didn't even like really like talk to. And we thought it was so funny. And then like that phrase just stuck with us, like Neat Dude.
Cool.
And then from there we like made like a weird blog where we would share like internet memes or anything or like internet videos or viral things. And from there then we just like we made it our senior thesis in college.
Oh, nice.
And
So this is our company.
So we like built a website, we built a bunch of like different aspects to the brand. We did branding, so we like created a logo and a bunch of other things, and yeah, and then from there it was like we just slowly started integrating it into like our lives, and then like Vine's the reason why like it became anything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And you were got on Vine right from the start, just like me and Brandy, or Brandon was a little bit after the start.
I got on Vine in 2013 when like first came out, but I didn't really like do anything with it. Mm-hmm. That I would say I was proud of until like maybe a year and a half afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Like I tried for a while, but just nothing really worked.
I just made
kind of like the lunch table thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I just threw a lot out there and everyone was like, fuck you. Like, all right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Just last night, I stayed up late making Vine compilations to just share I just was making Vine compilations of my own stuff.
Yeah.
And usually I have said, like, I never cringe at my Vines. I was proud of all of them.
Yeah, watching them back now, you're like, whoa.
Just, yeah, like, dude. Some of the ones, like, I knew why I was doing it, but some of the ones where I'm like dressed when a bunch of lipstick on my face.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God.
Dark
like,
time in my life.
No, it was a great time.
Was, yeah.
And I knew why I was doing it.
It's like, that's what worked then because yeah. it was like the non-upload aspect or just like a lot of different like variables. That's what was working.
Yeah.
But now it's like doing that. People be like, this guy's trying really hard.
I know. It's yeah. so cool to not try hard. And I hate that. I like yeah. trying hard.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Did you so you watched all your old stuff and you only did you only cringe at that stuff or did you cringe at most of it? Because I went back and I watched some of my old ones too. I had to. I was making a compilation like 5 months ago, uh-huh. and it was just I was like, man.
I watched that. I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I had nothing going on.
That's gotta be why it's an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I watched. I think I watched a lot of it because it was for me. It was like really intriguing to see like the process of like how young you were and like. Mm. When you start, like, it was cool to see, like, you just doing it on your own and then incorporating your mom, your brother.
Sure.
And then, like, the first collab.
Sure.
And that was, like, Jason. Really exciting to see, like, yeah, the first yeah. collab. And then well, from there, then you see, like, all the ones that, like, were recent.
Yeah. Well, doing it chronologically is interesting because I feel like I've seen a lot of compilations where people on Vine, because people were on Vine for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And people just changed. Their sense of humor's changed. They physically changed.
Yeah.
And just seeing the growth of somebody, of a person creatively over 5 years is just like interesting. Mm-hmm. And like, but yeah, that's like, that's the thing is that when I was watching the old ones that I did, even the newer ones, I was like, fuck, man, I don't know if this holds up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's always what I like. When I was watching, I was like, I don't know if this holds up. Some of them I was like, this is good.
Yeah.
But so, some
a
of...
A few evergreen pieces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, evergreens. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's just because you get a little older and you're just like...
And also...
Cringe at your old material. I don't know.
A lot of comedy in general just doesn't hold up. Because yeah. it's like in the times.
Yeah.
And also
sure.
comedy progresses or degresses. And sure. shit just doesn't
like
hold
Kanye
up.
Like Kanye West jokes and like things like that I did. And it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to get this in 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
That's part of the reason why I never really did any of the trends. Like,
yeah, which is good.
When Vine first came out, or generally first, it was like, don't drop that. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, I'm not going to do this because no one's going to know this song in 3 months.
And I'm also going to keep my shirt on.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's because of my body dysmorphia, but that, yeah. we can talk oh, about sorry. That some other yeah, time. Right. Yeah, it's my mom. She did it to me.
Oh, hey, thanks, mom.
Yeah, she's right for giving it to you. You're
hey,
gross.
Hey, Rye, you look chubby. Thanks. I'll put my shirt back yeah. on.
You know, that's a serious, shitty thing. Sorry you have it.
I'm sorry you have it. Super,
dude, that's such a serious... I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's funny.
I've seen some videos on YouTube about it. It's not good.
Yeah. But yeah. you... Vine changed all of our lives, and it definitely changed yeah. your life. In that, you met Shan Dude through yep. Vine, right?
Who was your girlfriend?
I was her first Vine collab.
You were her first Whoa. Lay.
Yep.
Wait, you oh, met no. on... Oh. You met on Vine. You
we and met on Shan. Vine. We met... So it's like pretty funny. So like I remember, so I found her through Jason Manti's likes.
Sure.
So you guys looked at people's likes, right?
Yeah, I did that.
Like that was my way of like being like, okay, if this person's fucking with these, they're probably good. Like that's like, I would like look at certain people's likes and just like use that as a feed.
I'll say this on my own accord. Jason Manti, from what I know about him, not a friendly dude. Continue.
yeah. No, he's very mysterious. I don't know. I've always liked him because he's always just very like, he intrigued me. He was very like, just quiet, but also he'd just be like, that was a really good Vine.
He blocked me on Vine yeah. and unfollowed me everywhere. I don't know why. Mm. We should get him on the pod to make things fucking awkward as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, we should. Let's do it.
You should talk to him. but yeah, so I found her through his likes, because he was always into like cool, weird, creepy, like intriguing, like odd shit.
And that's what Shan did
yeah.
back
in the yeah, day. Like, so yeah, so Shan's like Vines back in the day was like interacting with like animals, whether they were alive or dead.
Right.
Creepy, like cool music that went with like, you know, dark subject matter. Mm-hmm.
Does Shan have blood. A thing for, sorry, does Shan have a thing for like dead animals?
Yeah. So she's like, she loves every animal ever, but she also loves, she appreciates like the animal's form when they're dead. So like if she finds like a red fox on the side of the road, she's going to keep it because she will, she'll keep it because she intends to get it like taxidermied.
Uh-huh.
Is that the word taxidermized?
Yeah, taxidermy. Yeah. When you taxidermy, get yeah. filled with the.
So like she does that, but she also just like, she just loves how beautiful animals are. And I think it's like, at first I always thought it was really bizarre. I was like, that's kind of creepy, but that like the way she explains it, like she just really appreciates like any kind of animal. Like she has like two cardinals, or, like just like things that she finds And
it's a little strange when she brings a taxidermied fox to dinner, but
yeah,
yeah, it's a little odd.
Like, then, okay, but, can we put that away for now?
Yeah,
but yeah, no, she's cool, and so she was doing, you know, recently she hit a deer with her car, first time ever.
She was like, "Yay!"
No. So she actually was. She cried. She called me, bawling her eyes out.
Yeah,
and had like post traumatic stress syndrome from it for like a week, and she was like paranoid and everything because she. She was like a poor. She was like crying about it because she was so sad that she like potentially hurt this deer. Because she like, if she sees a dead animal, it's already dead.
Yeah.
But if she the fact that she caused animal any sort of pain, she was like, she couldn't believe it. She was freaking out. She's like, I didn't want, like, I'm such a fucking asshole. She was so sad. She looked at me when I hit her and she ran away and she was limping and she was like so distraught. And I was like, babe, it's just a deer. It's fine. Like this happens all the time. And she was like, no, like it's so fucking sad.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So like, she has a huge heart and. She's always been really into just like, she has like four rats,
right?
A hedgehog, a cat, like three cats, chickens. Like she's at everything.
So you guys live in New Jersey, right?
I live in New Jersey. She lives in New York with her family because she like lives on the farm. So she's like there to help out and stuff.
I was going to say, how does she have all these animals?
Must be
big property.
Eventually we want to move in together. It's just like currently it's like a pain in the ass, like with like the living situations.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut off your story about how you guys met. I just was always, cause I always saw Shan with like, I don't know if it's dead animals, but she always has rats and stuff. I'm like, what are you doing with that rat?
Yes.
But I'm, she loves rats.
Rats are actually really cool. They're super smart.
Right.
And unfortunately I get hives when they crawl on me. Cause I think I'm allergic to like their piss or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're really cool. And they're actually super cute. Cause they just chill.
Okay.
Yeah, and when they eat, they have like little hands that they hold the food with. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you met Shan through you saw her through Jason's likes.
Yeah, and I like liked a bunch of her things, like a bunch of her vines, and was commenting on a few of them. And then I guess I followed her on Twitter, or she followed me, and then she DM'd me on Twitter and was like, "Sup, sup," and I was like, "Yo, what's good?" Yeah. And we talked a little bit, and then I found out she lived close to where I went to college in Poughkeepsie. And so I was going there that weekend or the following weekend for alumni weekend. And we ended up meeting up at this abandoned insane asylum where that was like the one that me and my pals would go to like take pictures and shit. Cause it was like huge. It was like this crazy.
Cropsey?
Is that what it's called? No, it was a Hudson Valley like mental institution or something.
Okay.
My voice is like going. And so we met there cause I was like, you're weird as fuck. You probably dig this place. So we went there and we made some vines, and that's the first time I met her.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
we met at an insane salad, made some vines, and fell in love.
It was completely normal. Nothing super weird about it at all.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. And you guys have been together since.
Yeah, like 4.5 years now.
Jesus,
was that your first love?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I had one other girlfriend before her that was like a month and a half, but it was like it was just in college, so it was just like. Like I think like Shan's definitely like the first girl who I was like, wow, like, okay.
Right.
I'm all in.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, dude. That's great. I've hung out with you guys a couple times and she's a delight.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. She's like just down. She can like be one of the boys if she wants to. Like,
right.
Like a lot of times it's like me and my pals and she's like just kicks it and like be like, oh, you guys are talking about video games? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's really, really awesome.
And I'm assuming there's no like weird jealousy things between the two of you. Cause like some girls aren't cool with like their dude, even like socializing with a girl at a party across the room.
There used to be like, I think like with relationships, there's always like obstacles and like room for growth.
Yeah.
And like there were times like early on where I was like, yeah, why do you post like so many selfies? Like, you know, I think you're pretty. Like, isn't that enough? But now I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, she's feeling confident. She's feeling herself. Like, go for it. Like, I don't care. Right. Like, she's been posting like more like scandal shit. I'm like, good. That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
Like, if you're feeling, if your friends are empowering you, fuck yeah.
Well, that just shows that you're secure.
Yeah,
in your relationship.
I think at first I was probably just like, oh, like she's gonna leave me. Like, what's that mean? Yeah. But like, you learn to just grow, and like that's the biggest thing with relationships. Like, if you're gonna let certain dumb things bother you, then like it's not gonna work out.
Right.
Like she like I never like really like realize it, but she like. Gives me like she supports me. She's like for my comedy can be like very gross or like sexual or whatever. But she's like not like that's kind of weird to post. Instead, she's like that's funny and she like supports it. So I think it's as long as you support each other, it's a fucking it's a win for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Nice. And it's funny how seeing people's sense of comedy really makes you like them a lot. Like, yeah. I developed some Vine crushes just from watching girls' Vines.
Yeah.
Just being like, oh, you're dark and weird.
Yeah.
And kind boy of- crushes, dude. There's some great guy Viners.
Yeah.
No, but there's a lot. There was a lot of, like, and that's the thing, too. Like having a girlfriend, like, I think it helped me, like, watch people's Vines not subjectively and just be like, this is good, like, content, regardless of how they look or who they are. Like I just appreciate, like, this humor.
Yeah, I had a little, I had a Vine crush on Menon Matthews. Then I met her, and it was boo gone immediately.
Wow,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, now Menon's a wonderful person. She's so
yes,
cool.
She knows I'm kidding.
Don't kick Menon while she's down.
Remember Eyes Like Sharks?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Like Sharks.
No, that's Vine. What's her face? No. What's her name? Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Something. Yeah. She was the one with the shark avatar. She had a shark.
Yeah.
We sent her a neat dude shark tank top.
Nice.
Yeah, and she still wears it. She's awesome.
I had a Vine crush
Shan
on her.
Shan loves her.
I had a Vine crush on her.
Yeah.
I think she's so pretty. She's got a boyfriend now, I think. I stalked her recently. No, I didn't really. But I think I saw one of her
posts
with a dude.
Yeah.
I had a Vine crush on Marlo Meekins.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Back
in who didn't, though?
Yeah, who didn't?
Yeah.
Back when everything first started. And then I met her, and, you know, we just fucked like jackrabbits.
Yeah.
And then that went away. I mean, she kept calling me. No, okay, this is all a lie, Marla. This is all fucking a lie.
You were definitely like 19, and she was like 34.
I was 19, yeah. She was 27. No, but I did, and then I think I developed like two more. And then, but yeah, after a while, you kind of stop with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how it is. Like, it was, Vine was like a weird dating app in a sense that it was like, you're putting your stuff out there every day. And you're like, essentially like, hey, in 6 seconds, this is how funny I could be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or this is how, like, you know, dark or mysterious I could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You really saw somebody's like the raw side of their brain.
Yeah.
On Vine. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I enjoyed so much about it, was seeing everybody's, the creative side of the brain to me is the part that shows most about you.
Yeah.
And like who you really are, especially on Vine, since most people did it alone.
Just a quick interjection here before we talk more to Chris Melberger about Vine. I need to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Hims. Hims, a new wellness brand for men. side note, this is my 38th take of doing this read. I am extremely under the weather, and it feels like I'm dreaming right now. I'm not even going to remember if I posted this episode. And I might have even said that already in the intro.
Help!
Anyways, Hims is, like I said, a new wellness brand for men. And the problem we have here that Hims can be a solution to is erectile dysfunction. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. That's 40% of men under the age of 40 struggle to get an erection and keep an erection. Now, that's a problem. It affects relationships, you know what I mean? And even the world's greatest actors can't fake a bone. You know what I mean? Stop saying you know what I mean, Ryan. Am I dreaming? Is this real life? Well, guys, thanks to science, ED can be optional. Go to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual, and sexual wellness for men. All right? 4hims.com. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. There are well-known genetic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. What? Help me. Guys, for Hims, on the forhims.com website, there's no waiting room. There's no awkward doctor's visits, no lines, it saves hours by going to forhims.com. This might be the last time we'll ever get this gig. But I actually ordered the hair loss treatment from forhims.com, and I'm looking forward to getting it in the mail because I'm 34 and it's time to start thinking about my hair loss. And I want to look into these erectile dysfunction pills because maybe they can, like, just make you, like, you know, maybe they make you a king. I'm going to look into that. It's so easy. Just go to 4hims.com and check it out. Here's the most important info you need. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See websites for full details, and this would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. So check it out. No, I said check it the fuck out. Forhims.com. Go, that's forhims.com/sorry. That's the key word there. Forhims.com/sorry. And sign up for Hims, and we'll get boners with you. That's not what I meant to say. Forhims.com/sorry. And get your life better. You know what I mean, guys? Buy it, even like buy it for your dad for Father's Day. Get your dad some boner pills. ForHims.com/I'm dead. Help! And now let's get back to this episode with Chris Melberger, and we were just talking about Vine. Let's do it!
There was a lot of creative competition in a sense. It was like I would see someone like Luke Barrett. You know
yeah, Luke. I know Luke. Yeah.
So he would post like a crazy ass loop, and I'd be like, that's fucking awesome. And I think there was like a respect where it was like, this is one's going down like the fucking Hall of Fame. Like people, mm-hmm. Everyone would have like one certain Vine where it was just like the whole community would just slap on it. Like, this is great. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Getting a certain comment from someone like, this is great. This is gold. This is awesome. Was just yeah. like, you felt good.
And then, yeah. and then like, it became kind of a, what am I saying here? I got hated on sometimes.
Yeah.
By like,
because you were like, you were in the OG crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was popular.
Yeah.
So like indie viners or alt viners, whatever.
Yeah.
Would like make fun of me. And I was yeah. like, I didn't appreciate it. And I knew they were just doing it because
they were clickbaiting your name.
Clickbaiting my name and yeah. also jealousy issues, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because like, he has more followers, but I'm funnier. He's trying too hard and he's collabing.
Sure.
He's collabing with Matt Cutchell and he sucks. So.
Yeah.
So, well.
Matt Cutchell's like one of the nicest dudes.
Granted, yeah. you can already tell I have a fucking chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, it's.
And Matt Cutchell is one of my best friends and he's yeah. really funny and a great guy, but some people hate him because he's beautiful and popular.
So. Yeah. I remember, do you remember Brian Emanuel?
Rich Chiga.
His name was Rich Chiga. Now his name is Brian Emanuel. His yeah. name was Rich Chiga on Vine. I remember he DM'd me in like 2015 and he was like, something happened. I don't know. I think he thought that
you stole a Vine of his or something.
I don't know about that. I think that's what it was, but yeah. I was like, oh no, dude. I mean, I didn't, but you're not going to believe me anyways. So, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that this happened. And he was like, it's fine. And he said, I hated you on Vine when you first started. He said, I hated you, yeah. but, because you were just the skinny kid that was loud and screamed a lot. And then when you got in shape, you got funny. So thanks for doing that. And I was just like,
that's like a weird backhanded compliment.
It is.
Like, okay. I'll take it.
No, but that's still rude.
Like, no, I didn't think it was that rude. I was more just like, it didn't affect me. Cause I was like, I was secure with where I was at yeah. that point. I was like, yeah, I mean, I didn't even think the stuff that I made back then was that funny. And then, so it just didn't affect me. Even when the people, I got the same stuff that you did. I got yeah. hated on a lot from a lot of different people. Cause I did like teenage girl shit. It was cringy as fuck. And, but it was popular because it was popular. I don't know how. But I didn't read anything and I wouldn't let anything affect me because I was like, what is this going to do? It does nothing. It does nothing to get upset
right.
by somebody not thinking that you're funny or whatever, or not thinking that, or being jealous or whatever. Yeah. All the animosity, you could sling it back, but it's literally like, right. I've always made the analogy that it's like yelling at a tree for calling you a faggot.
Right.
That's always what I've thought, is that like, you can yell at it, but it's a tree. What the fuck's it going to do?
Hey, the F word twice in this podcast.
Let's do it.
Good yeah, for us, guys. Not?
But that's always what I've said about it. And so I don't know what I'm saying is that with in your case, I think at the time you might have been maybe a little insecure about where you were.
Yeah.
Well, totally. I mean that happens like even for me, like I was always like, I feel like I was always on the come up, like, cause a lot of people like were established, like you guys all had millions of followers and I got to like your guys' point towards the end. Like I got like, I hit like,
yeah.
I think 1.6 million.
I remember that.
And that's when I started hitting the brunt of like a lot of bullshit comments. Like
right.
for the longest time it was like, man, you're so underrated, dude. Like yeah, you deserve yeah. more. And then like when I got to that point, it was like, damn, you fucking sellout. You're an unfunny, you're yeah. an unfunny bitch. Like you're gay, dude. Like this yeah. shit sucks. Like
yeah.
you started hanging out with these fucking assholes. It's just like, okay. That was only like a very small select few of comments. And those mm-hmm. are the ones that always fucking stood out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All the ones were like, you're so funny, you brighten my day, this shit's great. Like, and even to this day, dude, like I was like, you let the mean comments take over and there's like no fucking point to validate any of
right.
them. Because they're just people who are super sad and alone and just have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Now you never upset me at all.
Yeah.
We've always been friends.
Yeah.
But I just heard, I don't know any specific stories, but I just heard, generally speaking, the top finers didn't like you.
There was only a few that didn't. Like, Peaks It's probably one of them.
Oh, yeah, Peaks.
Yeah.
It's just that's, you say his name and everyone chuckles.
Piquez.
Piquez, yeah.
I mean, I was like a lot, like early on, like I had an account where I just like roasted like Weekly Chris all the time.
Yeah.
Because like for me, it was like his content. I was like my way of trying to be like satirical and be like doing a character. And in retrospect, it was like a 16-year-old kid and it was probably mean. But also like he's putting himself out there. So like this is the internet. Welcome. But I wouldn't go back and probably do it again, but like I did.
Right.
So like I would just like literally remake his vines and just be like extra cringe and just like people thought it was hilarious.
Do you think you were doing that purely out of comedy, or do you think there was like, and I'm not accusing you of anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to make things too weird. Actually, sure. I love when it gets weird, but
yeah, for sure.
Do you think you did that like out of like a resentment or jealousy or insecurity?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was probably like at the time, like me and my pals are like really trying to like make some cool shit. And this kid just is like on the front page always with his like literally winking and like doing the bare minimum. And like, and for me, it was like, I want this app to be something where people go and are stoked. And it's like, it felt like this kind of content was bringing it down. So I wanted to do something about it.
Right.
And like, I think a lot of people appreciated it. Like it did, like that account did better than my actual normal account at the time. Mm-hmm. But like it was definitely done in a place of like, man, like, dude, like I wish like my shit was like, or like other people, like I wish good content was up there, but that's also subjective. Like good content. Yeah. What is that?
Right.
Well, I mean, you have to think about the demographic.
Yeah.
Whatever the demographic is.
That's what wins.
A lot of 13-year-old girls, they all probably thought that him doing that was genius.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that's just how it is.
Yep.
And then when you discover is that you're the minority.
Yeah. And that was scary.
And that was scary. It's kind of scary to be like, oh, I'm the minority when it comes to like,
I'm the old guy on the app. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of times where I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like every day.
Like when? We're making a vine?
When I was like, why am I trying when like this is the shit that people want to see?
Right, yeah.
But I did it because I knew there were people who wanted to see it. Like there's a select few that were down.
Yeah. There's enough of a audience for that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do agree that like all the little fuckboys did make the app a lot less respectable.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I think they added entertainment to it because the thing I found most entertaining about Vine was the community. I've always said that I didn't particularly think the community was that great.
No.
But the thing I enjoyed most about it was that it did feel like Degrassi. It felt, it was like everyone was like, fuck this guy and we're part of each other's thing, man. And like clicks.
Yeah,
and
there was a lot of clicks.
It's a lot of that. And it's like, fuck the popular kid. Like Chris, like you were probably with like Cody and all those guys who were like at the time smaller. Cody didn't get big until you got big.
Yeah.
Like you guys kind of got big at the same time. And so you guys probably like, fuck those guys, man. Like we're part of this thing. And like, but they're up there and you know, they're the popular kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it just added because you got to see all of it because people would like, you know, have Twitter beef and Vine beef. And they would just be like,
it was such a weird time, man.
I know. It was so strange. Yeah. It was like a high school micro condensed onto an app and or college or both. And I don't know. You say that like it brought it down, but I think it added actually a lot to it.
I agree.
In retrospect, I think without that, would it have the culture? I mean, would it have the significance that it has with a lot of people?
No, it's a give and take.
It adds to it.
It brought it down and also added to it and brought it up. But
yeah. It also made, I think, our content more exciting for people our age. They're like, these guys are like we could have been like just okay. These guys are fucking funny compared to these fucking guys.
Well, right. By comparison.
Yeah.
By comparison.
By a kid humping his floor.
Yeah, yeah.
So if Vine was high school, you became a popular kid.
Yeah.
And then you joined the staff.
Yeah. that was an interesting time. But it was,
so explain what happened. Vine hired you.
Yeah, so I was at Playlist DC and I met up with Karen Spencer who just started working there, and she told me, I work at Vine. I was like, oh, I have a lot of things to say about it. Cause like in that current state, Vine was like on his way down.
Yeah.
And I was super passionate. I was like, I want to fucking like save this app. Like, I'm like, what the hell's going on? So we talked for like 3 hours about Vine. It's like in her hotel room. We're like just talking, and like I was clearly very like into it. And so I guess she told someone who she worked with, like, I want to hire that guy. And I was like, so I got a text from her. I was like, what the fuck? Like, How's that going to work? So we interviewed, we talked, and I ended up getting a position, creator development. So like my job was to like work with creators, which given my past was interesting, but, yeah, but I had stopped doing a lot of that shit like for like a year, year and a half. So it was like, I was just only focused on just making good shit. Cause at the time I was like over a million followers. So
you,
I was like,
you're saying you stopped doing the,
like just like
anti,
like, yeah, like, yeah, like hating on people. Like if anything, I would hate more on like trends instead of like specific people.
Right.
So that, so then, yeah, so I started work. I worked at Vine like 3 days a week and then I would work from home. And it was actually really fucking, it was really cool. Like I got, I saw the inner workings of like new potential updates. I saw how everything worked on the inside and it was a very awesome experience. But yeah, yeah, it was like the creator spotlights, like that was something that like I like kind of like was in charge of. So like I did all the artwork.
In that,
you guys both had one, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that, I people found out that that was you choosing. So people like the top line was like, fucking, yeah, I'll never be on there. I don't know.
It, yeah, it was
I didn't know it was you choosing it.
Well, no, so I wasn't the one choosing it. It was like, there was a whole content team that would vote. There was like 5 to 6 people who voted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would offer my 2 cents. I'd be like, yeah, we should do this or we should do that. Like, cause like for me, it was like, I did my best to be as like transparent as possible. Like, I wasn't like, let's only choose like people who I'm friends with. Like I wanted to get everyone in there. Like I would do like playlists for people who weren't my, who I didn't even fucking follow, but I was like, this is some funny shit.
Mm.
And it made me kind of like appreciate a lot of other people's stuff more too.
Yeah.
Like, I remember doing, I think both of you, I think I did both of your guys's.
Yeah.
And I went through like your oldest shit, your newest shit. And I tried doing my best at getting like a wide variety of like your old stuff, your new stuff, like your biggest works, some things that people didn't really appreciate that I feel like were really good.
Yeah.
And
all those updates that came toward the tail end of Vine, like that, like Creator Spotlight, all that stuff, like those were such good ideas that came so incredibly late.
Oh, 100%.
It was like they were such like creator friendly ideas.
It's because
that were just too late. It sucks to think about.
Yeah.
But they were great ideas.
Because Vine didn't give a fuck about us until Karen came along.
Until Karen came along and was like, let's actually.
Well, yeah, because for 2 years, it was like, for years, it was like the creators, that wasn't the focus.
Yeah. Right?
It was like, we're an art app, we're a music app, we're this, we're that. But it was never the focus. And now it's like, oh shit. Maybe like the people bringing the views in are these guys.
Yeah.
Should we do something with them? Or?
Isn't, that's so obvious to me.
Yeah. No, it's super obvious.
Well, it wasn't, you know, back then, I guess it just wasn't because no one knew why it was as big as it was. All the guys who made it were like, oh, it's big because like what we originally intended, like music and like art and stop motion. And like, they probably were deluded to think that for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, they died. I don't know what happened to them. And then Karen came on board, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen was like, she must have been a fan of Vine before.
She
and
wasn't.
Then
she wasn't.
She wasn't.
She
had such a passion for it. That's what was so crazy.
I think she got, I forget what it was, but she got like the job and she like looked and she just like for weeks, like just like watched Vines.
Yeah.
And just became obsessed with it. She like knew everyone. Like she knew who I was. She knew who Movie Manny was when we walked into the room because she just was like researching and just like watching and consuming. And that was really cool.
Mm.
There was one update. So like, there's a hack week every week or no, every year at like tech companies where you like build something like really fast to try to like push it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually built something with someone that we were going to try to implement, which I think you guys would love, which was playlists. So like you can make your own playlist on your profile for like your characters or series or like things that were in, like that need to be watched chronologically. Mm. And so that was something that I like built and tried making a thing because I knew creators would have loved it. Like Regal Joe would have been perfect for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, or like people who like are really into, like you could essentially make a Vine compilation of like the popular ones on YouTube and just be like a content curator and make a bunch of playlists of your favorite Vines.
That sounds, oh yeah. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like for a while.
Like all your, like, instead of it being all your likes, like these are my top 15 favorite Evan Breen Vines.
But oh yeah.
I thought you were on your page.
For some reason, when you said playlist, I thought you'd been like a musical soundtrack for.
Yeah, no. Like just like a little, like on YouTube, like a playlist on YouTube.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. And so that was like potentially happening. And then they're like, you're all fired.
Yeah.
It's fucking done.
Like, how was that for you when that happened?
I wasn't surprised. I had a feeling because like, it was just like everyone, you could just tell like everyone's numbers were low. It just felt
dead.
Mm-hmm. Like you went from posting like every day to like every couple days.
Yeah.
It was just like everyone knew something was up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like even if it wasn't like out there, it was just like you had an idea like something's like off.
Yeah. I will say as a OG, sure, I'll call myself an OG, whatever. I was one of the first popular viners. Just called myself popular, whatever. when Karen came along, it was clear that she didn't know about the OGs.
And that was my job. To like inform her, and I was like, she would do things, be like, "Who the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Yo, like, that's Nicholas Megalis.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Jerome Jarre.
Yeah.
This is Marcus Johns.
I could feel it that she didn't know who I was.
Yeah,
and I was like, I kind of like, I don't know if a resentment is the right word, but I just wanted to be like, don't you know what I did?
You're hurt by it.
Like, how come you're?
And she didn't.
No, she didn't. And I was like, God damn it,
because no one told her to. Because like so much happened in 3 or 4 years, and like a lot of people just didn't know or give a fuck.
Right.
That's just how it is. Like a lot of people working there, like some of them were like a year or 2 years in to working there, like they didn't know about any of the fucking Vine meetups or the big Vine super Vines or like the crazy collabs, like when Chris D'Elia met up with like Marcus Johns, like all these things, like Will Sasso and his Lemons, like no one knew any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like a big part where I was like, dude, I fucking know a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like all these people right here. They were the Revine for Reviners. These people right here, boom. And like I fucking like would be like I know like
you like studied it.
Yeah. These people are pieces of shit, but like they're still contributing every day. So we have to like fucking let them do what they got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always an issue for me. It's just like I could tell the new Vine team didn't know who I was and didn't know how much literal like hours of very hard work in.
Yeah.
It's like they're just like, "Oh, what's up, man?" I was like, "Hi, I'm Ryan." I was like, "God."
And I think at the end of the day that was just like unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Like,
I know it's not personal or anything.
Yeah. They weren't like, "Oh, Ryan, fuck this guy." But that was tough because it was like, hello.
Right.
But I think there was there's this weird beauty in the, when it was announced that it was ending, it was like everyone knew that it was going down now. Everyone knows, okay, now there's a date, like this is going to be gone. And that week or 2 weeks, I think it was, everyone was posting, like saying, making their last
and a
shit.
Lot of people were posting shit that I hadn't seen in months.
Yes, in months. Years. Everyone came back for at least like one more time, like to make one last thing.
I posted like for the following 3 or 4 months. I was like, I'm still making shit.
Yeah. It's just like, fuck, I'm going out.
But yeah, like
swinging.
I think your final volume was like perfect. It was very like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that it was like, The beauty in the ending of everything was that I kind of, well, at least in my particular case, I just remember, like, I cried as I was driving because I had to drive to Orange County to film it. And I just remember because I was listening to the song that was going to go in it, and I was just crying because I was like, this is my last time I'm going to do this, like, forever.
And it was also your whole life as a young man in your early 20s. Like, that was all you... Like when Vine was around, dude, that's all I thought about. I was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was like that's how your brain works.
Yeah,
and it's like just to have that, like to know. And it wasn't like I was like depressed. I was more just like saddened that.
Like, what's next?
Well, not even what's next. I was just like, there's a
you're grieving a loss.
Yeah,
but it was like I hate to sound like pretentious, but it felt like beautiful. Like it felt like this really like I needed that to happen in order for me to move on as a for everybody too to move on like as a because I feel like it Vine birthed a lot of really really talented creators, and I think that when it died it
sent them off into like doing things them,
you have to now do what else do you want to do and do that and now we've given you skills that you have that you can utilize. You know how to write, you know how to act, you know how to direct stuff. Just take all that and do something else with it and see what happens. And then, I don't know, I feel like that was kind of, like, I'm not saying necessary, but the fact that it happened was...
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
No, it was good. Aaron Tuning, I mean, him talked about it, and he was like, this had to happen.
Yeah.
It had to, because, like, what are we going to do? Keep making these videos for an app that's, like, just slowly dying off. And it's like, why try when you could, like, we could have, like, you know, careers or flourish elsewhere where there's like potential, where there's income, sustainability.
Yeah. But what do you...
Wait, I want to ask.
Sorry,
so Vine ended.
Yeah.
What exactly went down? Here's what I know.
Yeah.
21 of the top Viners, and even some not even super top, approached Vine and said, pay us $1.2 million each or we're leaving the app.
So that whole story,
That was blown.
That was completely unrelated to even why it ended.
Yeah.
That was just like a whole like, hey, I'm a journalist and this is going to be this is a crazy story. Like yeah. that meeting happened, but like there's no way in fuck that's ever going to happen. Like
what?
Paying people 1.2 million each right. to make content that's like.
But they actually requested that?
Yeah.
They requested
so
it.
Fucking stupid.
They requested it in a sense of knowing, because I know now what actually happened. So they had one meeting and, with them because they were like, this
I wasn't
is the
at
last
the meeting, so I didn't really know much
you,
about it.
Okay. You weren't in, so they had the first meeting, which was like all the creators, were like, hey, like, what the fuck? Like, we want to, can you do something like for us? They weren't even bringing up money at that point, but they were like, hey, monetization wise, like, that would be helpful because we right. don't make money off of this thing yeah. that we spend a lot of time on. And these are the top guys that I'm talking about here. And then that Vine was like, well, you only make up, and this is before you were there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
And Vine said, well, you make up. Talking to the creators, you make up 0.1% of all the audience on Vine, all the users. Mm-hmm. So why should we pay you? And that's such a slap in the face. It's because like all those people were the reason why the other 99.9% of, because there was only like how many creators, like 100 out of 40 million people, like who were yeah. making stuff. I mean, who were watching,
like so, 100 who were getting like X amount of loops.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So it was just a massive. It's like a slap. It's like fuck you. We don't even need you. So all the creators just felt burned by it. And this is the Marcus Johnses, the King Batches, and everything. This is like fuck off. Like fuck you. And then when Vine was going down, I think they got another meeting, and I think. Now Vine was like, come back, let's try and talk this out. And at that point, it's like when you break up with your girlfriend and want them back.
Yeah.
Then they're like, yeah, well, I'm fucking Jim, your best friend, just to get back to you.
I'm fucking Instagram now.
I'm fucking Instagram. It's basically them going, when they said I want $1.2 million, it wasn't like, this is, we're going to get this. Yeah. It was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't even pay this amount of money, so fuck you. It's just this weird... It's like a breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
see it now.
It was weird for everyone. And I think like,
yeah.
at the end of the day, like it was just like unfortunate, but yeah, I don't know. Like,
but that story was blown the fuck up. I remember seeing that. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, and then I asked around and it was like, oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense. It's still not good, but it's still like, now it makes more sense.
And, I'm scared that this is too boring for our audience, but, it's not. I shouldn't have just said that.
Yeah. No, it's some real shit.
It's some inside baseball that people might be like, all right, move on. Yeah. But we do have to wrap up soon. But I think a good thing to talk about now is V2.
Yeah, I was about to bring
V2.
V2. Yep. What do you think about that? V2 is in Vine 2.
Yeah, so
whatever it's called.
So I've been doing Twitch for the last like 9 months.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about
that. Yeah, and that's one of the big, like, the coolest thing about that is like, I'll be like just streaming and like people pop in all the time who are like, yo, are you the fucking guy from Vine? Uh-huh. Are you on Vine? Like, so like, it's cool that I'm still recognizable in that aspect, but all the fucking comments are always like, yo, V2, you down? V2, yeah, what funny. Do you think? And I'm not going to be like, dude, I'm fucking stoked for V2, but I'm also not going to be like, fuck it. Like, I think if it comes out, if it's done right,
yeah,
I'll use the fuck out of it, but I'm not going to like drop everything and do it again because it's like, at this point, there's no real reason to, but I have a ton of ideas. Brandon does. He's already doing the fucking silent vines on Instagram now, which have been crushing.
Yeah, they're, I don't know, man. People like them.
Yeah, well, they're literally vines with no music or sound.
Yeah, it's just storyboarding.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
But it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I like using the swipe feature. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, I like doing that more now for some reason. I don't know why. But you're cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. Like, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
They do it right and they figure out monetization. Like, I feel like Dom, who's like trying to spearhead it, I think he understands why Vine 1 failed at the end. And I think he also is taking a lot of feedback from creators and he really wants to do it right. So I'm looking forward to it, but I don't really know like where it's going to go or what's going to happen, but I'm down to fucking make vines again.
Yeah, me too. Initially when the announcement came out, I was in a place of desperation and like, it was, where's my career going? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we talked about it on a whole podcast episode dedicated to Vine too.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm excited, but really I was just afraid.
Yeah. I'm too old now. Fuck.
Yeah.
But now, like, this podcast is more successful and I have other shit going on. I don't think I'm going to get on it right away.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a profile and, like, claim my name and stuff.
But. Yeah, and do, like, a, hey, guys, what's up?
But yeah, but
I feel like everybody, sorry.
Initially, I was like, I'm going to fucking tackle Vine 2 and I'm going to get fucking popular again.
Mm. I'm going to do it, mom.
But yeah, now I'm just going to do it if it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody has come up, since the announcement of it, has come up with their first V2 in their head.
I have my first seven.
You have your first seven?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
I've been tweeting out like a ton of Vine ideas. Like, I've been having a lot of tweets that are just Vines.
Vines, scripts. And it's like, funny, you're doing scripts, I'm doing storyboards.
Yeah, I'm just doing scripts, and everyone's like, give this guy Vine 2 already.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, yeah, man. I don't know, I'm excited for it.
Well, you're in L.A. for until Saturday. What are your plans?
So, most of the shit happened. I got a tattoo.
Oh, nice.
What does it say?
It's a burger one, but it's still like, it's like a crusty because it's like 2 days old.
Oh, I thought that this was the same tattoo.
So, this is my first one I ever got. This is a burger. It's an 8-bit burger. I've been streaming, and my Twitch channel is called The Burger Shack, because on Twitch everyone has like a fucking like cute name for their like channel, and so like my last name is Mel Burger, so like 8-bit for gaming. Shack. So that's kind of, it's like been super impactful in my life. So I've been fairly stoked about it. So I got that.
Yeah.
So I got that like 2 days ago, and then I dyed my hair blue. And cool.
Now you're on a podcast, man. All three.
Now I'm on my second podcast. I'm going fucking nuts.
You're going L.A. crazy.
Yeah. I think like go stripping and like do coke somewhere or something.
Yeah.
That's the full L.A. experience.
Buy a leather jacket.
Yeah. Just walk around naked in the desert.
Buy a denim jacket.
Let's talk about Twitch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much time we have. If I could talk a little bit about it if you want. But
we can go for another 10 minutes.
All right.
Twitch, the streaming app thing, which has been out for years, and my buddy Brian Redband told me like 3 years ago, start twitching, and I was like, I don't game.
Yeah.
But now it's not really about gaming, right?
It is and it isn't. So when Vine was around, there was like 2 years where I didn't touch a fucking video game controller.
Yeah.
Because all I was doing was like, what's the next Vine?
Yeah.
Like I was always just trying to make stuff. Like I never played video games. I had no interest. Mm. And then once it like died out, and like I was doing YouTube for a while. And I was like, oh, wait, no one on YouTube gives a fuck about sketches.
Right.
It's about vlogs.
Yeah.
Or like heavily, you know, scripted vlogs or whatever. Like,
yeah.
But that's what people want to watch. Or like observational humor, like, you know, Drew Gooden, Danny Gonzalez, Cody Ko. Like, that's what people want to see.
And consistency. They just kind of want to see videos.
All those guys tried sketches at first.
Yeah.
And they're funny as fuck. But they're doing those videos now, which are also hilarious.
Mm.
And they post all the time, and they're crushing it. They're absolutely destroying YouTube.
Right.
And that's not what I do. Like I can't see myself like sitting in front of my camera and talking about stuff. I could,
same.
But I'm either lazy or I just don't have like that drive.
Yeah.
But with Twitch, dude, it was like a weird, like I tried it out and I started playing like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG.
Mm.
And then slowly started building a following. Like I would get like 15 to 20 people in a stream watching me. And it was like super small. I started last April and I would play with like Michael Lopriori's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Cyrus got on there. My buddies from home, my close friends got on there. And then Jen and Julian like have been doing it. So it's like been a slow grind. And like now I'm at 700 subs, like that fluctuates. So those are 700 people who pay monthly.
Mm. How much do they pay?
So the base price is $5 a month, and that's and you split that with Twitch. Like there's like a certain percentage that's split. So that's $700. That's like 700 people a month who like have access to like my emotes on my channel. So like funny little like emoticons that you could use in chat and in any chat on Twitch. And then you get access. You get like a little badge next to your name that says you're. It's like a Patreon kind of.
Mm.
Sorry. And so that alone, like that, like if I earn that for 12 months, it's like decent money, but it's not, it's still like not livable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like good enough. But then like you get bit donations, you get money donations and like,
cool.
You get ad revenue, you get money. Wow. If like someone buys the game, if you like advertise a certain game,
right.
There's sponsors. So there's like a whole bunch of shit.
It's like its own little thing. It's like its own
little community. It's a whole thing that like I never really like thought about. And like, I'm like super involved now. I'm invested in it. And like,
yeah. And it renewed your passion for video
like,
games.
Gaming has been fun, but like even just like just the bullshitting with friends. Like Jeff and I play like all the time, and we're like pretty good at the game. We play Fortnite now because like PUBG just like sucks. It just feels like broken and shitty. But like we play Fortnite a lot, and it's just like what's popular too, so that helps. But it's kind of like a podcast. Like we just bullshit and talk about whatever's happening.
Right.
We do characters, we have fun, and people you know really enjoy that, and it's been like a really exciting time.
Nice.
And now before we were recording, I was asking you about it. You said, so I was like, so what do? You stream for an hour a day?
Yeah, you were like, yeah, so you stream for like 1 hour? And like, dude, no, like, I'll do like fucking, like a short stream for me is like 6 hours, but like sometimes I push like 8 to 10 to 12.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hydrating and stuff during it, but like that's like hydrating. The grind that you need to do. Like if like I'm going for that long, like, and my numbers are like growing, like I get new people coming in. Cause like, right. If you go to the Fortnite page, this guy has this many viewers. Oh, I fucking know this guy. Mm. Yeah. I'll subscribe to you. Cause I fucking liked your shit on Vine. Mm-hmm. Boom. That's a new sub.
Mm. So, and by pressing subscribe, he's now paying an additional $5
every month
than what he was already. He's subbed to other people and he's paying $5 for those people.
Yeah. So there's people who are subbed to 10 people. They're paying $50 a month.
Damn.
But this is their only entertainment. They don't know. These people don't watch TV. Uh-huh. They don't fucking go to bars. They don't do anything like, I mean, that's a generalization, but like right. A lot of them are very introverted and this is like their escape. And it's cool because it's like, I found myself watching streams a lot more. Like when I was on Vine, all I did was watch Vine. Mm-hmm. Now, like, I'll watch streams. Like, you watch people for the gameplay. You watch people for the entertainment. Mm. You watch people for the communities in the chat. Like, the chat community. Like I have a very non-toxic community. Like, everyone's very positive. Everyone talks. It's really cool.
Cool.
And if there's any bullshit, racism, or, like, homophobia, like, you're fucking kicked out right away.
Right. That's good. Yeah. And I'll say in the intro, but, again, your channel. What's it called? A channel?
Yeah. So, my channel is just twitch.tv/Chris Melberger. And then my YouTube... same thing.
Cool. Are you active on YouTube?
Yeah. So I haven't done a sketch in like a few months, and then I came out here and Jeff and I filmed one yesterday, and people were stoked because like I haven't done one in a while. I've been putting like my highlights from like my Twitch streams on my YouTube, which also do well. But like the people who were there since the beginning are like, "Yo, dude, fucking, let's get some sketches. What's this bullshit gaming stuff?"
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance it both. So we have like a few sketches that we filmed. So it's. It's been good. Just YouTube, there's no passion there for me. It's like...
Same.
It's like, I like will bust my ass filming something, and then like I hate to like worry about views, but it's like, no one gives a fuck.
Right.
Like, there's people who do, but a majority of it's why spend so much time, and like, there's no... Like, it just feels like I'm like, for what?
Right.
And no, that sucks to feel that way, but that's how I felt.
That's... I think that's normal.
You're
doing a lot for what you feel is nothing. Makes sense.
Yeah.
As opposed to Brandon, who's a pure artist and just posts for the art.
I didn't even say anything right. I was just sitting here being quiet. Jesus fuck.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I get that too. It's just like, sometimes it's tough to like justify like spending a lot of time. Cause like if I'm doing this full time, it's like, and I need to feed my fucking face.
Yeah, totally.
And it's hard. Like, that's why with like Twitch, if I'm able to earn money, then I could be like, oh, cool. I could probably have some time to make a YouTube video now because I have that income where I can do that. That's what I've been trying to do.
That's what I've been doing is I don't make any money from YouTube.
Yeah.
I make it from other stuff. So, yeah. And
the Pussy Slayer shirts.
Yeah. And I make enough to I can fund those.
Yeah.
And I can make them and they make no money back, but you just do it because like it's fulfilling.
Yeah, but like now you're like known fulfilled. As a guy who like makes like cool short films.
Yeah, you get fulfilled out of it. So,
yeah.
And also, these will be seen by important people in the industry, and it'll help your career.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I
think that just about does it.
Yeah, man.
No, for sure.
How do you feel about this pod?
I think a lot of people are going to learn some interesting shit.
Mm. I agree.
It was cool. People are probably going to go into it thinking this is going to be like dicks. They'd be like, oh, fuck, inside Vine Scoop. What's that?
Yeah. Inside the Vine.
I do wish one of us cried. That'd be like some good clickbait.
Sure.
I could punch you. Like, it won't be hard because I'm weak as fuck, but I could try.
Yeah. You sit down and game for 8 hours a day. So,
yeah. But I did join a gym.
You did.
I don't go to it, but I joined one.
Well, you have to, man. You fucking sit down for hours. You got to fucking.
Now, is this, is this like a cyberspace gym in the world of Fortnite? Because that doesn't count.
So, no, it's actually one.
Great burn, Rye.
It's 10 minutes down the road.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get like in shape and eat healthier and drink a lot of water. I stopped drinking beer during the week, which has been huge.
Switch to vodka sodas, nice.
Yes. And Clorox.
Wine Hell coolers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for being here, dude.
Of course. Thank you for having me, guys.
Of course.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we always end it in a way.
Want to take our clothes off and just get to it? Or?
Fuck sure. Ralph, you mean?
Oh. I mean, I was talking.
Yeah, our producer, Ralph, has been on the E's and Q's all day, and she's got a super tight puss. sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.